My name is Will DeFries, and this is the Sunday Scaries Podcast, your cure for the Sunday blues. Everybody has the right to rest. The key to getting your best rest? The right mattress. Meet Lisa, with two awesome mattresses, accessories, and bases for better, deeper rest. The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers. Or rest on our Sapira hybrid mattress, the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support. Lisa's mission is to provide a better night's rest for everybody. From day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart. That's why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell through organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention. To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. To get 15% off of your mattress today, head over to lisa.com/scaries. Again, that's lisa.com/scaries for 15% off of your mattress. And that's all in the description of this very episode. On this week's episode, we're going to talk about the thought process of a hungover sleepless night, charcoal toothpaste, and spring. Suddenly, you wake up. What time is it, you think, as SportsCenter plays on an endless loop on your bedroom television? You're unsure if you're hot or cold, but the sweat on your brow signals that something about your body temperature just isn't right. You peer over at the clock on the cable box. 2:32 a.m. Ugh, thank God, you mumble to yourself as you adjust your sheets and comforter. I still have another 4 hours of sleep before I can get up for work. After all, the weekend is over and Monday is staring you straight in the face. You know it too. You begin to think about all the loose ends from Friday that you never took care of, and all of a sudden, there's a rush of blood to your head, a blanket of anxiety. Lying there in bed, you lethargically plot your life out while neither being totally awake or totally asleep. Did I ever email her about the error message she received after lunch on Friday? Shoot, I can't help her this morning because I have a block of meetings from 10 till lunch. You find yourself in a wormhole that you need to snap out of before you lie awake until your alarm goes off and the work week officially begins. Think about something else, you demand as you default to thoughts about how great the weekend was. Hell of a Saturday night runs through your head before thoughts of lost credit cards and open tabs replace your thoughts of out-of-town girls and pitchers of beer. You wonder if you left your card at Saturday's final destination, but you're too devastated to entertain the idea of going over to your closet and checking your wallet for it. I totally grabbed it, right? Right? Rolling over to check your phone, the screen's brightness blinds you as you scramble to lower it. You ponder checking your bank account before telling yourself you'll wait till Tuesday when your body finally feels back to normal. I should text someone right now. It runs through your head, but you conclude that your buddy is probably asleep. You turn the television volume down to the bare minimum and roll over so the screen's illumination is rendered useless. It's almost 4 o'clock now, and you still haven't gotten any sleep since originally waking up. Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire echoes through your thoughts. At night, I wake up with the sheets soaking wet, he sings, and a freight train running through the middle of my head. You wonder if you'll ever fall asleep as you hear the sports highlights run their course for the third time now. Man, this is really what the Sunday scaries feel like, you think for a few minutes. Suddenly, it's somehow 5 o'clock, and you still have yet to go to bed. Do you get up and start your day? Do you go to work late and try to capture an extra hour of rest? Or do you endure? Then, silence. Marimba begins to play as you roll over, realizing that you somehow got an extra 90 minutes of sleep that you begged yourself for just hours earlier. The monotony of your morning routine fast forwards you to your morning commute where you wonder what the hell you're doing. You walk into work and you sit down at your desk. You feel dead. Setting your phone on your desk, it lights up. A text from your friend. Man, I slept terribly last night, he tells you. I almost texted you at like 2:45 when I had some major scaries. And that's when you realize that you weren't alone. You're never alone. I was 25 years old. I started getting headaches that I really couldn't explain. They weren't hungover headaches, despite the amount I was going out at the time, but they were somewhat debilitating nonetheless. Deep down, I didn't have that many stressors in my life. The money I was making was fine. I didn't want or need a girlfriend at the time. And generally, I was enjoying my life. But there was one thing that was causing me more stress than I'd like to admit. My teeth. For as long as I can remember, my teeth have been a sensitive subject, both literally and figuratively. I hated brushing my teeth as a kid, and most of all, I hated going to the dentist. While I don't remember how long it had been since I had actually gone to the dentist, it had been a while. My guess was that it was at least 3 years, but probably closer to four. And those headaches I just talked about, they were really ramping up. Were my teeth falling out? Am I gonna have to replace all of them with veneers because of my sheer avoidance of the dentist? I ran every scenario through my head until one day, I finally broke and I called them. "Is it an emergency?" she asked. And in my head, yes, it kind of was an emergency. I was convinced that my headaches were directly tied to my teeth despite never having any dentistry experience. Luckily for me and my mouth, they squeezed me in the very next day. While they chipped away at the plaque and attempted to make casual conversation, I had come to the realization that I had about 7 cavities. When she scooted her chair away from me, she simply said, "All right, all done, looks all good." I was kind of astonished. Nothing wrong? Really? All this stress for nothing? In the days following, everything seemed to look up. My teeth had that smooth cleanliness that your tongue can't resist, and my headaches had completely subsided. What I realized was that my headaches were actually tension headaches due to the unnecessary stress that I was putting on myself. While my teeth weren't the actual reason for them, they were contributing to the problem. Ever since, I've been somewhat anal about my teeth. I brush them appropriately, I try to floss regularly, and I see a dentist every 6 months. But as you probably know from previous episodes of this podcast, I also like to experiment with so-called health trends. It was about 2 months ago that I traded in my normal Colgate toothpaste and started brushing my teeth with activated charcoal toothpaste. Ordering it from Amazon and using it twice daily, it actually kind of surprised me. Charcoal is used in a lot of wellness trends today. Face masks, shampoo, lemonade. In terms of brushing your teeth, AskTheDentist.com claims that charcoal toothpaste removes acidic plaque and gives us fresh breath, obviously. And brushing with this kind of toothpaste raises the pH level of your mouth because the charcoal binds to acidic elements and increases their rate of excretion from your body. Oh, and it also allegedly whitens your teeth more than the regular toothpaste do as well. And while all that science is fine and dandy, I haven't really seen any severe changes in my oral hygiene since implementing it. Perhaps a little whiter, but that could just be the placebo effect kicking in. Some casual observations though. Well, the first is that it's just downright bizarre to brush your teeth with something that's so dark in color. Moreover, it's even weirder to spit out the black spit into your sink. The first time I did so, despite knowing what I was doing, I kind of had a mini panic attack because my mouth had suddenly turned totally black. On top of that, you normally associate minty freshness with green or blue colors rather than, you know, black charcoal. Even knowing what it smells like, it's somewhat shocking to feel so minty and fresh once you're done with your 2 minutes of labor. The only downside I've seen thus far, though, your spit and your sink are stained black in the minutes following your brushing. And while the color of your spit may change with time, you may have to do some extra cleaning of your sink given its newfound color. But hey, all in the name of health. On and off, I lived in northern Michigan for the better part of 27 years. While the summers remain ideal, the winters can be rough. Just this winter alone, my hometown has seen one of the snowiest and coldest winters in recent memory. My uncle once told me on a cold February day, "I understand why people develop drinking problems up here. There's just nothing else to do when it's this cold outside." And while he was saying it somewhat in jest, there was some truth to it. While normally seeing the first snowfall sometime in October, the following months are incredible. The changing of colors, the excitement of the first snow, Thanksgiving, and everything culminating with a snowy, picturesque Christmas. But then January hits. It's cold. There's nothing to look forward to. The holidays are behind you, and all that you have left is the next 3 months of snow, cold, and more snow. Beautiful, yes, but it wears on you as you get to these months. February, March, and even April if Mother Nature is really angry that year. I've discussed seasonal affective disorder before. You lack sunlight and therefore you lack the endorphins that tell your brain to be happy. One winter, I think it was in 2013, I decided to do a dry February. A cop-out because it's the shortest month of the year? Maybe, but I really wanted to shake things up for myself after the slog that is January. Coming out of it, I felt refreshed, and I even extended it a couple weeks into March. Honestly, I don't really remember why I did it or what I did besides go skiing to fill my time. But just like the snow itself, even skiing day in and day out got stale. I yearned for those 60 degree days when you could just bust out shorts and show off my pasty legs despite it being just a little too cold still. I prayed for golf weather, taking practice swings on my carpet looking forward to the season ahead when the courses finally opened. I relentlessly checked the forecast hoping for anything above the 30 degree standard that I got so used to. And frankly, these months, February, March, and April, they were my least favorite parts of the year. Hell, they felt like an entire calendar year was going on while I was going through them. But despite how miserable these months can get, they are necessary. They make you cherish the days ahead. Those warm, summer days when the only thing on your mind is where you're going to grab the next cold beer. Did I ever like going to work when it was dark outside, only to leave work when it was even darker outside? No, absolutely not. It was miserable. Just throwing on a winter jacket and gloves every time you have to leave the house ever get easier? No. And does the idea of moving to a warmer climate creep into your mind every morning when you wake up and check the forecast? Absolutely. But without the beatdown that is winter, it's impossible to squeeze the life out of those summer days that sometimes feel like they're never going to end. While you may be dreading the next month of subpar weather before the Masters and Kentucky Derby are upon us, I promise you, they will get better. And take advantage of those snowy days while you still got them. Shoveling is a phenomenal workout, and swimsuit season is just around the corner. Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Introducing Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to get. For 5 minutes now, and starting at just $10 per month, you'll never have to worry about hair loss again. Getting started with Keeps is easy. Sign up takes less than 5 minutes. All you have to do is answer a few questions and snap some photos of your hair. A licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. Some of you have probably tried them before, but you've probably never gotten them for this price. Keeps is only $10 to $35 a month, plus now you can get your first month free. One hell of a deal for getting to keep your hair. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/scaries. That's KEEPS.com/scaries. That's a free month of treatment at keeps.com/scaries. Keeps. Hair today, hair tomorrow. If you liked what you heard today, make sure to subscribe, review, or tell a friend in need about this podcast. By subscribing, you guarantee that each and every episode gets delivered directly to your phone every single Sunday. You can also follow along on Twitter, @SundayScaries, and Instagram, which is @Sunday.Scaries. Or you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram @WillDeFreeze. And remember, always trim the wicks on your scented candles. See you next Sunday.